knows it. Okay, we cut the cards, a pre-reading for the session, and in the first card is the Three of Wands, Virtue. The second card is the Seven of Cups, Debauch. The third card is the Ace of Wands. The fourth card is the Nine of Discs, which is called Gain. The fifth card is Seven of Discs, which is called Failure. The sixth card is the Universe. The seventh card is the Lovers. The eighth card is the Five of Wands, called Strife. And the ninth card is the Hermit. That's the card layout for Guys and Dolls.
Okay. Promethea, America's Comics. South Tower Hospital, New York, 1999. Hospice ringing with the cries of the maimed. It's no better than when I was in London in the 1940s.
Excuse me, I'm Andrew. I'm looking for Sophie for Sophie Banks.
Look, I'm sorry, we have an emergency going on.
You sure do, lady, of biblical proportions. Now, where is Sophie Banks?
Sir, we just had a bomb explode out front. Maybe if you tried later.
Oh, this takes me back. When was the last time anyone called up all of us? That would have been the Crawley Mather feud around 1904, 1905. Ha! Remember the look on Crawley's face?
Guys, the lady won't do this the easy way, so let's do it our way, huh?
Okay, sir, that's enough. I'm calling security.
Look now what you made us do. All right, fellas, the others are on the way in. We're looking for Sophie Bangs and that hole with the Caduceus. Search, search, and destroy.
Jesus, where's Mayor Baskerville? Somebody make sure he's all right.
Things. There's things in the hospital. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, what's happening? Did the kid, the dog, get out, set off another kitty bomb, or...
Holy Virgin, Roger, behind you, pal.
Roger. Okay, Bob, you, Stan, and Kenneth, keep guarding Marv. I'll go see what this is all about.
There's another one. Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
I am the great president who governs 50 legions. Where's the girl? Okay, this is Stan. Bob, that creature, it's an Egyptian woman we saw that is somehow connected with magic.
Just get real. This is a diversion by the painted doll. Magic has nothing to do with this.
Jeez, ladies, I think we got our tit in the mangle. The entire howling is swarming on that hospital.
Oh, dear. Then that's rather the end for Sophie, isn't it? We didn't prepare her sufficiently. I just left her. What's wrong?
Okay.
Hard to follow, isn't it?
just keep alternating, Prometheus.
Okay. Demons? And there also seem to be some unusual human complications going on. I rather like that mannish young woman. Isn't that Booer she's wrestling?
She's just some New York science hero. There's worse than her at that hospital tonight.
Ugh, he gives me a bad feeling. Who is he, Barbara?
That's the painted doll. He's the celebrity psycho who wounded one of those science heroes we saw. I guess he's picked tonight to come back and finish the job.
Oh, those eyebrows. He's just got to be the one directing the demons. Benny Solomon, was it?
He has been naughty.
Quiet, Margie. Who are those protesters? That's you, Barbara.
Oh. Oh, okay. They're haranguing this multiple personality mayor who's visiting the hospital. Can't we see Sophie? Ah, there she is, in her ward with that Stasia kid. And geez, is that Sophie's mom? She is way too old for that outfit.
All those torture queens from the Howling against one girl, and all we can do is watch. I mean, even if Sophie changes to Prometheus, she's still outnumbered. What are we going to do?
We're immaterial, Bill. There's nothing we can do. And we didn't have enough time to teach her enough.
Hey, quiet, everybody. Something's happening.
Okay.
Hey, this is Sophie.
I'm completely lost.
Hey, you're at the bottom of the page.
I'm not even in the right place. Book two?
Bottom of the page.
Book two, chapter.
We're in book two, second chapter, bottom of the page. Three pages in. It's where all the circular things. And it's where a woman with a nurse is coming in.
With a red cross on her chest.
With a red cross on her chest. And she says...
The mother's talking.
Listen, what's with this place? My daughter's just out of her coma. There's this explosion. Everybody's yelling.
Mom, shut up. Doctor, what's happening?
The nurse says...
Look, we have to stay in here, okay? Monsters. There's dozens of monsters in the hospital.
And now it's Barbara.
And I... Wait.
Come on, Sophie.
We gave you weapons to beat this. We gave you a cup of compassion, a sword of reason, the pentacle of earthly things. And I gave you the wand of your will when we first met. Just use it, girl.
Geez, are you serious? Why isn't somebody doing something?
Stacy?
We get out a window or whatever.
They're all over the outside of the building as well. It's like the end of the world. There's things with animal heads.
My pen. Somebody get me my pen.
Your pen? Did that coma give you brain damage? She said there's monsters. What are you going to write a poem about it? Or what? Are you going to write a poem about it? Yeah, okay.
Yes, Mom, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now shut up, okay?
Here's a pen, Soph.
You're useless, you kids. You're useless in an emergency. We should barricade the door. That's no good. They were walking right through me.
Sophie, is that going to work?
I don't know, Stace. Just let me think.
Oh, God, I hear something in the corridor.
Okay, Stace, start reading your poem.
Four women, and all hell was at the door. And so I thought where none had thought before. My plan was sound. There was no holy writ. No predetermined rule forbidding it. Had not past writers made their loved ones be a vessel for their muse's majesty? Yet it occurred to me to do still more. For with one, why not three or four?
Okay, let's have a little commentary from the peanut gallery.
They're howling, Sophie. They're howling. I don't know what to put
it. I can smell them. That's terrible.
I feel funny. Okay.
That doctor, such compassion in her face, who seemed to me not unlike Margaret Case, might these provide a fleshly chariot for that loving seraph from the fields of war? Oh, might my mother's life continue, contain less harm, if she possessed Bill Wolcott's female charm?
What's happening to me? I'm... Oh, God! Stacy?
Jesus, Sophie! Is it you doing that?
Would my companion Stacia's caustic wit, together with Grace Branagh's, make a fit? That fortunate eventuality would leave nobody untransformed save me. Myself I'll conjure with a single line, the fiction of a mortal made divine.
Sophie, help me! Everything's changing! I'm...
Oh, God, Sophie, look, really, don't do this.
Eyes dark with coal, her breath like ocean breeze. There in her hand, the wand of swift Hermes.
Sophie bangs, you total bitch, don't you dare.
Winged god of scribes, who writes the fates of men with the caudacious as his wand, his pen. By his art, her blazing form descend on me, alike with mother, stranger, friend. And in each soul let burn a single star, whose light is all mankind.
Transformation.
Promethea.
Okay.
Now it's Prometheus.
Okay.
My dear girl, you've manifested us, and all at once. I can't say I like the material you had to work with, but I'm terribly impressed, darling.
Another Sophie?
Sophie's...
Another Prometheus, come on.
Sophie's, nobody ever thought of doing this before.
Now, this is Sophie Promethea.
I, Sophie, was desperate. That nurse I used to bring Margaret thought. Drew said there were demons all over the hospital.
Yes, the entire Goetia.
What puzzles me... What puzzles me is which of us is Promethea now? The original little girl, Promethea. All of us
are.
In what bloody screaming heaven are you supposed to be?
We are love.
We are beauty.
We are art, and we are mind.
We are
Promethea. I'm rather afraid you're all going to die, Poppet.
Lamb, the smell of myrrh and womanhood, do you recognize the rank order of them princely stolas? Ill-starred Earl Rune of Saturn is strong behind them. This is high black female power. I do not like it. No, nor I.
Bugs are all over this hospice. We'd best go in separate directions. Sophie, are you okay alone? We thought we taught you cups, swords, and coins, but not wands. We didn't teach you will.
Then I'll improvise. That's Sophie's specialty. Let's take them.
Yeah! Agaves! Jesus, teeth! She's got a caduceus! Fall back, good dukes and princes. Leave that king to settle with her bear or Asmodea. My justice said she was strong.
Barbara?
But he did not say there were four.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Actually, at least six of her, you little smear of celestial crap. Even if Anna here is a non-combatant, but since Sophie left me out of her girl's effing, I guess I have to make my own arrangements. Okay, here goes. And the hospital bed. Okay, now how do I read this? Across?
The top is all action, and then there's
God.
Barbara talking at death's door.
Right. God, Steve, baby, I wish you were here. I was... it was you that had the imagination. You imagined I was beautiful, for God's sakes. Oh, okay, let's do this. Hold on, Sophie. This ain't over till the fat lady sings. You'll want wands, I'll show you wands. You want will, I'll show you will.
The
transformation.
The South Tower, incident one. The fat lady sings.
And Barbara all overweight and glorious transforms into Promethea. The queen of the plus size goddesses.
Promethea plus.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and then we read the top and then the bottom of the next page tour.
Well, guys, going on here?
Well, fellas, always upstairs. We have to maintain our perimeter.
My meters say there's some kind of condensed energy. I don't know how Roger is even touching it. One side, big boy.
Bob, man, forget it. These things have the whole building.
Well, it looks like Dolly Demon here is up past her bedtime. Come on, Miss Purgatory, you're leaving. I'm Bill, and I'm the physical one. God. Oh, I'm not really a god, but still sweet of you. So you used to be a man? You know, hon, we should talk sometime. Anyway, better run. I saw Margaret up against the king down the hall. Ciao.
Roger, that's one different woman. The one who we saw last night was...
Kenneth, don't say anything, okay? Don't say a bleeping word.
The siege of South Tower, incident two. Bill and Margaret jumping bail.
Sounds poison. I was expecting out there tonight. I heard the mayor was in. You hear that? No? Oh, well, wish me luck, loves. My public awaits. Oh, now this is new. I don't think I've killed any of those before.
The siege of South Tower, incident three. Doll time. Oh, look, set in the clowns. What a shooting at ludicrous creatures. Away from the howling, we can't be killed.
Really? Now there is a challenge.
Back or bear the scars of me forever.
You see, I told you she was some sort of monster.
Barbara, what are you doing here? I don't have enough bodies to bring you through.
I still got a body, remember? It should last long enough to do what's necessary. How about you, holding up?
I think so. I feel like there's a part of me I'm not using.
It's the soul, Sophie. The higher self. The will. The wand. Just let it come and let it open its wings.
Back! Fall back! She burns! What is that? Oh, lovely thing that burns, Asmodia. Walk in, Your Highness, as we reported she is something unfamiliar. That's all right. We can retreat, and the path behind us is clear.
Darlings.
Siege of South Tower, incident four. Sophie earns her wings. What's happening in there? Are those blue fire bursts? This is taking my guys way too long.
Whatever you say, Mr. Solomon.
I mean, it felt wrong from the start. Too much unexpected stuff. That nutcase mayor visiting their protesters, that bomb. And now there's...
Boom! There, I one who brought the Halloween parade along. Well, everybody, don't just stand there. How was I? Huh? Come on, what did you think? No, honestly.
Kapooey. Bam!
Dolph Tower Incident 5. Blow up, doll. Solomon is dead, Your Highness. Our command center is down. Where are the soldiers abandoned in enemy territory? We're stuck here fast. No, we shall find the bunker. Really, unto Asmodea, let us reduce and form. Let us reduce and form and find a bunker somewhere with room for all of us.
Stacy.
Sin?
Cynthia?
Grace, Barbara, what are they doing? They're getting smaller. It doesn't look right. It's as if...
I know. It's as if they're receding rather than shrinking. As if the idea of them were moving further away. Disgusting little stink bugs.
Yeah. Well, that's the Gosia. A million insects howling in the desert night. I wonder where they're retreating to.
Mr. Mayor, really, I think we should stay put until this incident is over.
No power, please, mister. Take me home until Sonny is scared. Stand up. You're waiting a little punk there in medicine like a man. Barag, wait. What's that? Buzzing? Siege of South Tower Incident 6. The Temptation of Saint Sunny.
What? They're gone. Was that even real? I thought I saw like a swarm of insects.
So did I. I was really stressed.
But that was so weird. It wasn't even like all one kind of bug. They all looked different.
Mr. Mayor, are you okay? We're fine. Now if you escort us to our transport, we have work to do.
Ah, thank goodness for that. That infernal chittering in my head has stopped. They're gone. We'd probably best be ourselves before this era's policemen arrive. Margaret has a point, girls. Don't forget to wipe our vessel's memories clean on our way out. Sophie has enough explaining to do already. Well, naturally, I always like to leave a mind as I found it.
Goodbye,
Sophie. See you soon. We'll all see you soon, baby, if you take care now. Sophie, take a warrior's advice. Press your advantage. Don't let the temple get away with doing this to you and Barbara. Cynthia?
Barbara? Oh, geez, Barbara, are you okay?
Fine. Just winded.
Nonsense. She's dying. It's just she's a very, very brave little Latina girl, aren't you, darling? Look after her. See that she's... Bleep you, Grace. I'm okay.
Listen, kid. Worry about yourself. You want to be Sophie when the cops arrive?
I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of being Promethea. But what about you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I can let go of being Promethea just fine. See? There she goes, boiling away into the blue.
Oh, okay. I'm doing it, too. I'm thinking about Sophie, about her jeans, leaving marks around her belly, about her goddamn term paper.
That's good.
Barbara, I'm...
Shh. Just let her go. It's easy. Letting go is easy. We let go of being children. We let go of being young and pretty. We let go of being Promethea. we let go of everything.
Barbara?
Next, bringing down the temple. Thank you, folks. Did a great reading.
Yeah.
Exciting chapter, wasn't it?
Mm. Beautiful visuals. Oh,
yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Very much so. Mm.
I enjoy this so much, really. It's such fun.
Rachel mentioned that this was, of all the Promethea chapters, this one is the most classic, super action-oriented version, where we have, you know, endless, convoluted action going on all over the place.
We're lacking the bam, pow, wow of the old Batman comics, but, you know, it's here, so.
Yes.
Wait, David, you want to say something?
Yeah, I think this is about developing the will and overcoming one's personal demons.
Hmm. Well, it seems like the mayor got all the demons.
The mayor swallowed them all, didn't he?
and he's got problems already.
He's got multiple devil personalities.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he's got legions and legions of devil personalities.
Forget the 42 personalities or however many he's got.
But that's also another lesson in magic about things is that the fears, you cannot be cursed unless you have a chink in your astral armor. Like, for instance, if someone cannot place a magical spell on you and it take effect unless there is already something wrong in that area of your life, of your psyche and soul and everything like that.
It has to have a way in.
Yeah, it has to have a way in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if we look at our draw that we did today, which was the first one being the fire, the three of wands, which is virtue,
mm-hmm.
We have, you know, this is, in some ways we could say that Promethea
mm-hmm.
and her various personas represent virtue.
Definitely.
But they all represent virtue, you know, that's, you know, that's flawed virtue, which is, you know, real virtue, the ideal virtue. You know, so that makes sense for the second one, which is debauch.
Mm-hmm. That's her mother. There's
yeah.
Chris right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, come on. I like older girls who want to pretend they're 16. Yeah.
Well, you know, she's, yeah, that, I, but she is debauched, you must admit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Think of all those disappointed sailors in town tonight.
And the Ace of Wands in the position of air.
Yeah.
That
I
is
think
very.
That's calling in the wand.
I think it's like
wand
the
wand element.
Right. Also, the Caduceus is a wand.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and
is a wand.
And you could also say that the feel of action for most of this is an air.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is we have will and air, which is the whole Goetha, and almost all the action, with the exception maybe of the clown and his he does in for Benny Solomon.
Well, and you know, the Ace of Wands too is very much about creativity, and look at the poem, you know,
mm-hmm.
right. And then it's also in the place of air, which is communication. So
right,
she
the
is,
poem.
Is language, you know, so she is manifesting this through communication, you know.
And her pen is her wand.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And of course, then that completes it, which is the idea of gain or the nine of discs, which is manifestation, completion,
mm-hmm.
manifestation.
And she has manifested all of the Prometheas at one time.
Right.
She has gained their assistance here. So,
yeah.
in the earthly realm, you know. So.
Uh-huh.
Now.
The spread seems to go great card, crummy card, except for the Ace of Wands, which is like some, I feel like a central card, announcing the Ace, truly. And then you have, you know, good card, bad card, good card, good card, with the minors.
Now the
and we also have missing swords, considering there's all of
conflict.
There's no swords present. And so, that itself is interesting.
Well, you mentioned air and will and the action taking place in the air and will. Evidently, for Alan Moore's interpretation of Crowley's deck, the wands is an air. Not
swords. I didn't hear what you said.
Wands is an air, not swords.
Oh.
Now, did you read that anywhere, or are you making a
I'm making a conclusion just on this chapter. Yeah.
I need to go answer another call. I'll be right back.
What do you think? For those of you who've worked with the Crowley or talked
well,
or the Harris, whatever you want to say, deck.
Well, you know, those two wands and swords are so connected and have always been in many ways because they're basically tools in a way.
Yeah, and I think this, I see them as levels of toolness, you know. And actually, one of the great things in this chapter is the rather literal metaphor of the swords into pins. So the pin is mightier than the sword. Being
well, this is
the wand is the pin.
Right.
And
the creative process is more mightier.
Yeah.
Than the sword. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know, but
the issue remains, like the European issue or the Spanish issue of wands and swords. Some say swords are fire because swords are literally tempered in fire, and you go through fire, the fires of hell, so to speak, and come out the other side. And the swords suit has so many ill-fated looking cards. In the Rider-Waite, anyway, and according to the title in the Crowley. So,
well, swords, according to Crowley's writings, is the power of air. He has swords as air.
Right, which is the typical.
Right, he is, yeah. He didn't change that.
I always see there is an ambivalence between air. Or swords and wands. Greater ambivalence between swords and wands than there is between cups and earth.
Yes.
Well, they're very interdependent on each other, but cups and earth are interdependent if you're, unless you want sand, desert.
Yeah.
Right.
It's nourished by the cups. I disagree. I do. I think... you're going to end up with sand if you don't have the water.
Right.
Well, and if you want to build anything, you need earth and water. That's
right.
How you make bricks, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, pretty much the Adam and Eve story. But
So what's the interesting thing then about the missing air, the missing swords in this, is that we have a great deal of strife that's taking place, but it seems even though dramatically it's taking place in this hospital in the room, as far as the reading goes, it seems to be pushing the strife is, you would say, is more psychological. It's more, it's more of a bending of the will. And in this case, it's the tempering. You could say it's the tempering of Sophie Banks. She grasps hold of her creative spark in a lot of ways. She completes her initial what do we want to call it? Her initial.
She's truly initiated into immateria.
Yeah.
Okay, she's taken off her trainee badge here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She becomes a Promethea all in one. And it's, yeah, as we know that, like, the thing was is that Trish and Stacia and the nurse all embody one of the Prometheas. Mm-hmm. And then later, Barbara embodies herself.
Right.
So, so we have mm-hmm. six Prometheas all together.
The only one I don't see here is little Margaret. Is she?
Mm-hmm.
She's not here. Is she? Not Margaret. Little Margie.
Yeah, Margie seems to be, doesn't seem to be a warrioress.
Yeah. And that's interesting because wasn't she the original? No?
As a little girl.
The little girl who was the original mm-hmm. Promethea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think she was either the first or the second. We'll have to look that up in the...
That's very interesting.
Shall we
from
look
a creative point of view, in terms of the creative process, a lot of people would say that we have to reach into our childlike selves
uh-huh.
to create.
Okay.
So let's look at the pictures here. I've turned on, and I've got the one where the owl is the central character on the top panel,
mm-hmm.
and then the lower panels are where the Goethe does its initial attack, and where the five swell guys are debating the issue. So that's, I think it's the second page.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got the various characterizations. If you look at the notes for the chapter, the emphasis is, the Bauer and the variety of ones are all based, their iconology is based on classic iconology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't think we need to beat. What's interesting are these circles now. Second page over,
mm-hmm.
where we have all of the Prometheas looking on, and this is before they're getting embodied, right? So they feel.
There's little Margie.
Yeah, she's there. Yeah, she's there. And she even says something at a couple of.
Yeah, they tell her to shut up again.
I think there's one bully. I don't know which one it is. I think it's Margaret or somebody.
Yeah, I think it's Margaret.
Yeah, well, it seems like they were called to task, all the Prometheas and the Immateria, because Sophie was having some problem integrating herself.
So if you have to look at these pictures,
mm-hmm.
if you look at these circular pictures as they're discussing things, you actually see a great deal, at least on the top five panels, which are each one is a circle. You have pretty much a good deal of the action of what's going to take place in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearkening to discs?
No, I'm hearkening to things like they have a picture where they see the doll, and they see Benny.
I see the demon.
And they see the Goethe, and they all, and of course they're feeling helpless. They feel helpless. You know, because they can't get through, and of course that takes us down to the lower panels, in which Sophie in the crisis of the moment, instead of seeking action, which is what her mother's telling her to do, and Stacy sort of in between. She wants action, but in another way, she also is listening to her friend, and gives her the pen, enables her to move on to the wonderful dog roll that
yes
that becomes the invocation and the materialization and the transformation of Sophie into her power.
Uh-huh.
And
So the pen becomes
the caduceus.
Yes, it becomes the caduceus.
And on the next page we go from Sophie and Stacy and Mom and all these people from their normal life. It's a total transformation.
Yeah, they all embody the various Prometheus. I think the interesting thing, if you look at the center panel, which is decorative for the most part, we have a lower guy where we have a little imp with a possible something rather in his mouth. A penis in his mouth. By the way, I misread in the notes on the thing I said. She says, notice that Sophie's penis becomes transformed into her caduceus. Her pen is transformed. Oh. So that's my
penis mightier than before.
You guys and penis envy. What can I tell you? Yeah. Just because she's got a big caduceus.
Just take the space out, and it says the penis mightier than before.
I'm glad that this remarkable wonder on my part is visually incorporated here in the swallowing the in a little heart shape, as you see here. So this is homoerotic friendly.
I think it's something anyway. Yes.
Yes. So we could say it's homoerotic friendly, or whatever friendly. And then we have, and let's the next page over, which is the Promethea page. You finally get started, and Promethea is manifest in all of her glory with four of them.
Yeah.
Number one is Trish, I guess.
Yeah, that must be her.
And she becomes I forget which
Bill?
One.
Bill? Is it Bill?
Maybe. But look at the symbol in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a moon, a star, and a sun. What would that blue one be?
It looks like a disc. Yeah, I mean, it looks like some kind of Aztec or Mayan earth god or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the issue with her being Bill is you can see the hilt of the sword looks a little bit like and also the sword things both look like penises. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My phallic imagination isn't completely.
We'll give you that. Okay, okay.
It isn't all in your head, you know.
Yeah, it's completely in my head.
Right.
So it's four Prometheus that represent the four suits.
Yeah.
That's it.
Four elements. Yeah.
The four. And of course, the second Promethea, the one with the big caduceus, is Sophie, right?
Mm hmm.
Right.
And that would be air.
Yeah.
Do you think Bill is Earth? Sophie is air?
Uh-huh. And then...
That's Margaret, I think.
Margaret?
Grace. No, it's Margaret, yeah.
Margaret is water.
Uh-huh.
No, Margaret's the one with the helmet, isn't she?
No, I don't. I get confused. Who's
I think Margaret's the one with the helmet, so she would be fire.
She would be fire.
She's definitely fire, because you can see her helmet and the sun visually going to one another.
Is what?
Star, water.
That would be water. She's in white. Also.
Yeah but that's a star. I don't know.
Well, they say the sea of stars.
That's true. The stars. I don't know.
Often the moon of the cosmos would represent water, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That is the Stacy Promethea, is that a moon behind her? Wouldn't that be water?
No, that's like someone suggested like an Aztec or Mayan earth sign.
No, not that one.
The second one.
It goes
earth,
air, water, fire.
Seeing that thing behind the caduceus as a sun?
That seems to be the order that they're going.
Yeah, because the one in white, she has no stars. Yeah, that would be, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be air?
Air is Sophie.
Are you sure? Is that not the moon behind?
So cool.
Huh?
I agree with Mary Beth. I think the moon card represents water.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So at this point, the sword concept in water would not apply.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Right now.
Exactly, yeah. Well, listen, so be it. We go on.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, let us
one of those mysteries, another blind.
Into the confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
And here again we have the quotation.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two, I would say it's the quotation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, as you can see, they were figuring that was going to be an easy devouring, but it turns into a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
I'm going to say something about that.
Here we have some more keys to the other things. She who is the helmeted one, mm-hmm. which was the last one, says, "We are love."
We are love, yeah.
And the one who is next to her, which we said was water, she says, "We are beauty."
Uh-huh, right.
And Sophia says, "We are mind," which makes sense. And then the one who says, "We are Promethea." I'd rather be afraid you're going to die, poppets. She is...
of course, definitely.
You know.
Yeah.
So you can see that there's some consistency there in terms of how we want to interpret
The elements, yes. It is.
Yeah.
Right.
You mentioned earlier, Paul, that even though this is the most fierce action that we've seen or are likely to see, that it was a will or a battle of will rather than anything else. And I agree. I don't know if you noticed this, but there's very little blood being spilled here in spite of all the fighting. I mean, there's not, splash and gore here.
That's very true.
A very different kind of...
More of a wonk on the head.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, astral wounds, they don't usually bleed.
Right.
They may weep, but they don't bleed, in some ways you can say they're more like emotional wounds.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, I do have to say there's more sword imagery in this chapter than there is wand.
Even the wand, the caduceus, is being used like a sword.
Yes, it is. And if you go if you just go through the pages, you'll see more of where any kind of tool or weapon is being raised.
Definitely a sword. Like the, in the next one, which is... where we begin the siege of the South Tower incident, which begins on the next page.
The fat lady sings.
You
South
see
Tower.
Barbara.
Yes.
Embracing her full Promethea hood. Mm-hmm. Rab has the Promethea, and she's not flailing out like a club.
Her IV drip looks very club-like, and then she looks like she's grabbing a club. Definitely.
Yeah.
And she was the one who talked about will most of all.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah.
So
it seems to be a war of swords and wands, interchangeably in this particular chapter.
Which is, as I said, we do have the, kind of completion, and then the we might also begin with the siege of the different incidents. We may also have a kind of descent into matter, a theme that may be going on here. We can at least consider what possibilities each one of the scenes of the siege have with each incident has. The first incident is the fat lady sings, which we're just looking at here. And the second scene, which is the next page over.
Dull time.
The next siege is Bill and Margaret jumping bail.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought it was dull time.
No, you might have skipped a
page. Oh, I skipped one. I've got it. Yes. And Bale is spelled like the devil Bale.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got the fat lady things, and then we have the confrontation with the confrontation, and then we have, and specifically we have two of the Prometheus in action here, and the two represent Bill and Margaret.
Uh-huh.
Margaret is the helmeted one, and then Bill is the one with the half shaved head. I believe I don't quite see her.
Well, no, that looks more like Grace, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah. That may, maybe that we're misidentifying.
Well, yeah, that could be.
I don't think he wants to be that cut and dry in this chapter. I think, you know, he had certain ambivalences, obviously. He could have made it extremely cut and dry.
Yeah, well,
I also
think that there are those consistencies in terms of characterization or the iconology of the characters. I think there's some consistency in that, but be that as...
Well, what is Bob
speaking, speaking of blood, I just found some.
Yeah, there is some down there at the bottom. I see it.
The elevator.
Yep. And on the wall behind the clown, the painted
clown. Yeah, the painted clown has blood.
The clown represents, you know, the lowest of the low.
Right.
And this is an interesting point. The highest of the high and the lowest of the low is the fool. So you could say the fool is the alpha omega of being the first and the last, because he represents both the greatest wisdom and the greatest stupidity imaginable, the greatest ignorance possible. And thereby he represents, you know, matter as the only thing that exists is matter. Nothing else exists, which is the foolishness of foolishness. You can also represent that matter is redeemed in the highest of the high. Yeah.
Roger Hitchman
has left the conference. Oh, bye, Roger.
yeah. I'm with the Paul. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a little muffled, but go on.
Well, I'm going to go back to the first siege, the South Tower. That's
okay.
Barbara. Okay. That's Barbara, the fat lady, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay, so what does she represent? Does she represent Will?
Will.
Okay, on the next page, you've got Bill and Margaret. And what do they represent?
Earth and water, we think. Or
no,
Earth.
Well, no. She's the helmeted one. That was fire, wasn't it?
No. Yeah, fire.
Yeah, fire.
Fire and water.
Fire and water. And then on the next page over, I guess, that'll
be Earth. So she's obviously got the sword very prominent. So it might be that we're misreading her and she really represents fire.
Oh, excuse me. I'll be right back.
Which is the Siege of the Tower, Incident 3, Doll Time. And Doll Time, of course, is where we have the... where the clown imposes himself into the melee. Yeah, so we've got real chaos going
on. Like we needed another element here, yeah.
One thing we can be sure of is we got chaos.
That's for sure.
Yes.
He is firing a gun, I see.
Yes, yes. And,
Roger.
Has arrived.
Yeah. So we're sort of dealing with incident number 3, Doll Time, and we're also dealing with the earlier incidents. And then, of course, Doll Time, incident 4, Sophie earns her wings. So this is when Sophie herself confronts the Goetha. And this is when the doll, and this way, almost acting in concert with Sophie in a way, it's almost like that. Even though the doll is after chaos, what he does is he disempowers the Goetha by bumping off poor Benny.
Benny. Yeah.
Benny Solomon, my buddy.
Bye, Benny.
Ain't gonna be able to. Ain't gonna be able to embody him anymore because he's been blasted to all get out. Drover were in South Tower Incident 5, the blow-up doll, which is where...
Benny buys it. The doll buys it, yeah.
Yeah, and this is where the Goetha decides to retreat.
Yeah, because Benny's gone, right?
Yeah. And they retreated to the mayor. Which is the buzzing. And that's incident number 5, the blow-up doll. And then the last one is incident number 6, which is the temptation of Saint Sunny. And I guess Sunny is the...
he's the mayor.
He's the mayor, right. And at the very top of the page, we can see all the demons of Goetha inhabited going into the mayor.
Yep.
And his assistants are talking there. And then...
and it seems to be coming out or going into his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
and then
we have the dismissal, saying what that brings their purpose is no longer necessary, and things that we have the dismissal of Promethea, the Prometheas,
mm-hmm.
and of course this is took the last bit of strength out of the living Barbara. I think there's something very key because it sets up a major theme that's going to come up and control a good third of the book that we're reading here, which is when Barbara talks about, and it may be earlier when she comes to embody Promethea, but when she talks about her husband having the imagination,
yes,
herself,
yes,
beautiful, that's of course extremely key because she does decide to move away from the Prometheus and go and follow the Tree of Life looking for her husband.
Oh, okay.
And then Sophie goes and looks for her. And I think that's what the that's where we start doing our so-called path work, and moving through the major stations of the Tree of Life, which will be coming up. And it's part of the reason we're reading this silly comic book.
you take the arcs of influence.
Uh-huh.
Those cards, the Lovers, and the Five of Wands, and the Hermit. That all fits the last page in my mind.
It sure does.
That's exactly the point I wanted to see, is that we have the future outcome, which we have is the universe.
Right.
And in some ways, the universe for us is tarot readers, and also is the immateria completes the materia.
Uh-huh.
You know,
definitely.
What's also interesting is that the Hermit is the last card in that spread.
Uh-huh.
And the moon card, and the last page is the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 18, and
Herman
is 9.
Yeah, and also the Lovers representing the multiple personas of Promethea.
Also, the main theme of Barbara going to look for her husband.
Yeah.
And Sophie going to look for Barbara. You know, love between friendship, so to speak, and lovers.
And I mean,
and also making a decision.
That the Five of Wands, which here is related as strife, is specifically related to the universe. So there's that we could see the Five of Wands then as in Sophia as her own sort of dissatisfaction, which motivates her to take this journey,
mm-hmm.
to seek this to move into the deeper mysteries of the.
Okay.
Of course, there is one other thing that we're going to have happen, which may be the deeper edge, which is taken down the temple, which is our next chapter.
Okay, if you go to the page, last page of Taken Down the Temple, tell me which cards do you see? Go to the last page.
Okay, that's that's moving on. That's the last. That's the through chapter three.
Oh.
Those.
This is a complete.
The lovers. Oh,
right.
Yeah, look at that.
And we got the lovers.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait a minute. Is it the lovers or is it the
That's the lovers.
Well, that's the lovers.
Well, yeah, that's because the next thing that is going to come up, which is the one I've been waiting for all along, is where that nasty old magician bongs Sophie Bangs. Excuse my language there.
Bongs Sophie Bangs. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at the last page of chapter 3, correct?
Right.
Yes, right.
Sex, stars, and serpents, right above that.
Uh-huh.
And it's the lovers card.
Uh-huh.
And we got the lovers.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's
the Ace of Wands in the center. Is that the Ace of Wands?
No, that's not the Ace of Wands. That's ten?
It'd be a ten. The Seven of Wands.
No, not the Death.
You have the Ace of Cups.
One over from that.
Yeah.
And which card do you think with spirit is there? Oh, they had something in reverse, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So which is interesting, you know, I just said that the Oracle has been extremely propitious as far as giving us insight and guiding us into the other levels, and also integrating some of the tarot imagery with the story.
Absolutely.
And you know, I have a—I wouldn't call it a challenge, but a suggestion. You know, at some point we might want to collectively reflect on the experience of reading this Promethea thing, and we might want to at some point. As one is things that one has a particular insight, jot them down, and what we can do is maybe we can turn it into a little essay or a reflective piece on our experience of learning aspects of the Toth Tarot through reading the comic Promethea, and also using the cards, using these draws as ways of delving into the meaning of the action. So, as I said, that's a suggestion.
Oh.
You know, we can turn it into a big fat book if we want to. might be a little strange. You'd have to would have to add a lot of jokes to it.
Masses or what?
Yeah, big fat book will only be used by a few, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A small select audience, yes. Very exclusive readership.
Oh, yeah. Well, we covered a lot. I'm so happy because I have to leave early.
Yeah, and actually, if we can continue discussing this thing, or we can wrap it up. Now, and we don't need to go for 2 hours.
I'm all ready for wrapping up. I'm tired.
Yeah, we did cover a lot today.
I'm going to have a long day ahead.
You know, battling all those demons takes it out of
me. Yeah, exactly.
But actually, this is a very beautiful book, the second book.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
particularly a turning point in many ways.
I have a dumb technical question.
Yeah.
So, Hannah, you are posting these readings, correct? Where do I find them?
My website.
It is on your website then. Okay.
Yeah, go on the website. There's a place that says index to the stories, and those both will give you the MP3 files, and will give you a access to the pictures of the things. It takes us a day or two to post.
Yeah. But I haven't been able to find any of them. I guess I just wasn't. I was in your website, but I was just not finding the right spot.
Look at the index on the side, and you'll see it says index to stories or whatever.
Okay.
And I don't, you know, and what the titles are the act of hyperlinks.
Okay.
As you go down, because, you know, and they're with the synopsis of the story.
All right, I'm on your side. I'm going. Where?
Index. Index. Go to your thing. It says, see where it says index?
No.
The last one of the hyperlinks off to your left.
Off
you
to my left. Wait a minute. Scrolling.
No, you don't go down. Just go to the top of the page, and it's on, and you'll see them right there.
I see Terra Hermeneutics.
I think keep going down. Read
Promethea Weekly Teleconference.
Down.
Down.
What's under teleconference?
Introductory General Workshop.
No, you gotta go into the
Prometheus.
You gotta go into the Prometheus site.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes absolute sense. Yes.
Go on, now and then look at
index.
The
index. I see it now. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. I was skipping a step, you know.
That's all right. I know that my website is not easy to navigate. I'm going to have to talk to somebody to look.
Well, you have to have a certain amount of savvy on the part of the user, too, you know.
Okay. Hey, we managed to cover a lot of space. How did everybody like us doing the draw ahead of time?
I thought that was very good.
Yeah, I think what it does is that because we have the draw ahead of time, then we don't try to interpret it right away, but then when we get around to interpreting the text, it's easier for us to integrate the two.
Mm-hmm. And I think it helps point the way to what we're really supposed to be noticing in the reading.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Oh, in the reading
of
the text.
This time,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I think by going by doing the reading first, it does have that effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can focus a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives guidance.
And by the way, I am a believer in what I call the non-causal thing. In other words, I don't think that we have to wait for a propitious time to do the reading. In other words, if you do the reading at any time, you can do it the day before, and it'll still be appropriate to
that
thing. You know, in other words, we don't have to have this causal. It is I don't have that false sense of causality.
But you know, I think it does. Doing it first, I think I'm trying to reach for a word here. It sort of makes. I hate to use this word, but it sort of makes the whole process a little more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of just reading the text, discussing the graphics, and then trying to, you know, glean some meaning out of it, I think it sort of integrates everything together as we're actually doing the reading and looking at the graphics.
Very glaringly, we had a big discussion about wands and swords, but from the reading, swords is clearly missing.
Right.
As an element in suit. So I think it was saying, you know, from the standpoint of the cards, this is very definitely a wands chapter, not a swords chapter. And ironically, the images would have led me, anyway, I'll speak for myself, to think of it more in swords terms than wands terms. But the reading is saying, no, go with wands.
So, and this might be, and this might give us some thought about what is the nature of will, particularly the act of will, as opposed to the intentional will.
And you know, Sophie says something in here where they say that you don't have will yet, you know, or something, and she says, "Then I'll improvise." That's Sophie's strength, and I think that is a very swords moment, actually, because improvisation is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a combination of wands and swords, I guess.
Well, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yes. are we going to go down that route again?
He doesn't quote it exactly in the notes that way, but that's what it means. And that's also my confusion about penises. But we don't have to get to go back there necessarily. Okay. So let's wrap it up for today. Anybody got any parting words of wisdom or?
Thanks, everybody. everybody.
Let's try to keep meeting weekly. Hopefully, we've got a backup number if this one messes up on us in the future.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that in the email message, the backup number?
Yeah, it's in the, and it'll be, the backup number will be.
Oh, I love that email. Paul, could you resend it to me?
I send it out every week, I'll be sending out the backup number every week from now on. But it's there just in case, and probably we may not have any problems. You know, it was pretty rare that we had problems in the past, and we've been doing this for almost 3 years now.
Yeah. Paul, could I ask you a question after everybody's gone about using this number for a project I have to do to record?
Yeah. I thought I already sent you the information. All you have to do.
No, you didn't send me how to do it. How to get the recording an MP3.
Okay. Well, listen. Let me get going.
Well, I'm checking out here, so okay. I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
See you next week. We're going to end the call then. All right.